Double potions was always a horrible experience, but these days it was nothing short of torture. Being shut in a dungeon for an hour and a half with Snape and the Slytherins, all of whom seemed determined to punish Harry as much as possible for daring to become school champion, was about the most unpleasant thing Harry could imagine. He had already struggled through one Friday's worth, with Hermione sitting next to him intoning, "Ignore them, ignore them, ignore them," under her breath, and he couldn't see why today should be any better. When he and Hermione arrived at Snape's dungeon after lunch, they found the Slytherins waiting outside, each and every one of them wearing a large badge on the front of his or her robes. For one wild moment, Harry thought they were SPEW badges. Then he saw that they all bore the same message in luminous red letters that burnt brightly in the dimly lit underground passage. "Support Cedric Diggory, the real Hogwarts champion."
"Like them, Potter?" said Malfoy loudly as Harry approached. "And this isn't all they do. Look."
He pressed his badge into his chest, and the message upon it vanished, to be replaced by another one which glowed green. "Potter stinks." The Slytherins howled with laughter. Each of them pressed their badges too, until the message "Potter stinks" was shining brightly all around Harry. He felt the heat rise in his face and neck.
"Oh, very funny,"
Hermione said sarcastically to Pansy Parkinson and her gang of Slytherin girls, who were laughing harder than anyone.
"Really witty."
Ron was standing against the wall with Dean and Seamus. He wasn't laughing, but he wasn't sticking up for Harry either.
"Want one, Granger?"
said Malfoy, holding out a badge to Hermione.
"I've got loads, but don't touch my hand now. I've just washed it, you see. Don't want a mudblood sliming it up."
Some of the anger Harry had been feeling for days and days seemed to burst through a dam in his chest. He had reached for his wand before he'd thought what he was doing. People all around them scrambled out of the way, backing down the corridor.
"Harry!"
Hermione said warningly.
"Go on then, Potter,"
Malfoy said quietly, drawing out his own wand.
"Moody's not here to look after you now. Do it, if you've got the guts."
For a split second, they looked into each other's eyes. Then, at exactly the same time, both acted.
"Fanunculus!"
Harry yelled.
"Densogio!"
screamed Malfoy. Jets of light shot from both wands, hit each other in midair, and ricocheted off at angles. Harry's hit Goyle in the face, and Malfoy's hit Hermione. Goyle bellowed and put his hands to his nose, where great ugly boils were springing up. Hermione, whimpering in panic, was clutching her mouth.
"Hermione!"
Ron had hurried forward to see what was wrong with her. Harry turned and saw Ron dragging Hermione's hand away from her face. It wasn't a pretty sight. Hermione's front teeth, already larger than average, were now growing at an alarming rate. She was looking more and more like a beaver as her teeth elongated past her bottom lip toward her chin. Panic-stricken, she felt them and let out a terrified cry.
"And what is all this noise about?"
said a soft, deadly voice. Snape had arrived. The Slytherins clamoured to give their explanations. Snape pointed a long yellow finger at Malfoy and said,
"Explain." "Potter attacked me, sir."
"We attacked each other at the same time,"
Harry shouted.
"And he hit Goyle, look."
Snape examined Goyle, whose face now resembled something that would have been at home in a book on poisonous fungi.
"Hospital wing, Goyle,"
Snape said calmly.
"Malfoy got Hermione,"
Ron said. "Look!" He forced Hermione to show Snape her teeth. She was doing her best to hide them with her hands, though this was difficult, as they had now grown down past her collar. Pansy Parkinson and the other Slytherin girls were doubled up with silent giggles, pointing at Hermione from behind Snape's back. Snape looked coldly at Hermione, then said,
"I see no difference."
Hermione let out a whimper. Her eyes filled with tears. She turned on her heel and ran all the way up the corridor and out of sight.